interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
In other news,
and then repeat the substance of the bulletin.
Reports just in.
Welcome to Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting. Police say a woman who shed off all her clothes at the Denver International Airport was taken to the hospital for evaluation. Are you sure she just wasn't getting the TSA treatment? Anyway, the woman first clashed with airport workers around 8:45 a.m. when she was caught smoking a cigarette in a non-smoking area and was told to extinguish it, according to KDVR-TV in Denver. Police said the woman, whose name was not released, was soon seen taking off all of her clothing and standing naked in front of the checkout counter. Police say they did not know why the woman took off her clothes, but they said it appeared to be unrelated to the smoking incident.
Do you know how much mental energy I expend just trying to picture women naked?
UCLA is apologizing for mistakenly telling 894 high school students that they were admitted to the highly competitive school when they were actually still on the waiting list. The Los Angeles Times reports that the school sent an email about the financial aid awards last week to the students. The email included a line congratulating them on being admitted to UCLA. When the school found out about the mistake, it sent a message telling the students that they were on the waiting list for admission. They were not admitted.
That sucks.
The note also included an apology. Oh, well, thank you. He's the ice cream man. Stop him when he's passing by. Or when he's passing out drugs. A Waldorf, Maryland man faces charges after being busted for allegedly selling drugs out of an ice cream truck.
I think you got something here.
After receiving a tip through Crime Solvers, Charles County Sheriff's deputies found bags of marijuana and a stash of cash in a truck operated by 20-year-old Alexander Hoskins. Hoskins was selling to teens and young adults through word of mouth. He was charged with possession with intent to distribute marijuana. Maybe they got suspicious when they saw the whole neighborhood sprinting down the street after him. And finally, on a high note. Oh, wait, that was the high note. This is a different note. A cow that escaped from a New Jersey slaughterhouse will be spared. The black and white bovine was running through the streets of Paterson, New Jersey. Animal control officer John DeCando said it was like Dodge City with police cars trying to corral the 750-pound animal. But the cow kept managing to break loose. Finally, DeCando tranquilized the cow after it became trapped between a fire hydrant and a truck. DeCando says the slaughterhouse owner has promised to take the animal to the farm. Promised to take the animal to a farm. Famous last words. That is Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting.